Welcome to this episode of the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, where we explore how God is part of life, honest and real. My name is Brian, and I'll be talking to
Liam.
And we'll be in this episode, we'll be talking about his step of faith to be baptized. So let's get to know Liam first a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, your grade, school, that sort of thing.
I'm Liam. I am a junior this year, and I am homeschooled.
Have you been homeschooled your whole life?
Yep, my entire life from, you know, preschool all the way up to where I am now. Never known anything else.
So. Wow, that's cool. And then how long have you lived in Alaska and attended ACF Church?
My family has lived in Alaska since mid-2019. We moved from Arkansas. We've been attending ACF for 3 years. My siblings were attending long before my family did, because we were kind of separated in Alaska. So we were living up in Kotzebue. They were living down here. So they were actually the first to attend ACF, and then we naturally, as we moved down here, we started flowing. And you know, after you go to ACF for months, it just becomes so natural, because it's a little weird at first, but
especially coming from Kotzebue.
Yeah,
but and it is a very big church. Yeah, that's part of it too. So tell me a little bit about your family, your upbringing, your faith background.
Yeah, well, I have four siblings. I was born in Kentucky, but we moved several times during my childhood. My mom never moved as a kid. My dad moved around a lot, so that obviously created a lot of interesting things out of that. So we did that, and I've always grown up in the church. My grandparents on my mom's side were heavily part of the Nazarene Church. They would go on work and witness trips, which are like mission trips where mm-hmm. they go and build things in foreign countries and stuff like that. So they did that. My father's father was a Nazarene pastor, so it comes from both sides. So it's part of that.
So you grew up in a Christian household. How would you describe your faith like as a child?
I think I had a very good upbringing mm-hmm. in the faith. I think my parents always taught us a lot about the Bible, about God, about, you know, just things you should know. I know a lot of just random facts that's like, people are like, why do you know that? But
because I grew up in a Christian household and then like in middle school, did you carry on your faith during middle school years?
Middle school was a little bit different. I think my faith when I was younger was definitely not nearly as concrete as I would have or should have been. And I think I wouldn't say it was my middle school, but leading up to high school, definitely it was a big issue of deciding whether, you know, having doubts, you know, you're finally at the age of like, okay, is what people actually tell you real? Are you going to actually go and do the research, go through the process of finding out yourself? And that's what I did. I spent a long time of reading, reflecting, you know, researching, and decided that, you know, that there makes no sense without God, the world, and everything. So
you kind of made your faith your own. Yeah. You know, having grown up in it, it's like, okay, I got to actually test everything I've been taught here, if mm-hmm. I could rephrase, and made faith your own. So you're a believer. How was your understanding of baptism and what that was for, and why, looking back, like, had you thought of it previously, or how was baptism a part of this growing process that you talked about in exploring your faith and kind of making ownership of your own faith?
So to answer the first part of the question, when I was around, you know, I want to say second, third, fourth grade, I think it was like third and fourth grade, I actually really did want to get baptized. At the time, we lived in Illinois, and to get baptized, you'd go through a class and all that. And for a long time, I wanted to get baptized there, but I never did that.
Did you just not go to the class or just didn't work out? Or
my family was always busy. The house I grew up in was always busy. My mother and my father were constantly doing things. We had so many activities. My mom was in medical school a lot when I was little. So that was
a really
rough time. So a lot of things just didn't work out.
So it was on your radar in grade school.
It was, definitely.
And then what brought it up again? Was it during middle school, high school? Like, what kind of brought that idea of baptism?
I'd say that over the past, you know, few months previously to me getting baptized, I was thinking about it a lot. I would just look at the action steps every Sunday. I'm like, okay, looking at like,
Now, what do you mean by action steps? Or not everybody listening might know what an action step is.
So the little tear out at the bottom of the sheet at like the service or in youth culture, we also have them. And I would just, they like encourage you to take a step out in faith basically and grow. So I was looking at it and always one of the first one was like, get baptized. And I'm like, I've always had like persistently just put on me that I need to get baptized. And I was just resisting out of, you know, fear. I wanted things to be perfect. I wanted certain people there. I wanted it to maybe almost look a certain way, not in like an Instagram-y type of way that they always talk about, but you know, like you think it's some huge magical thing and it's really not. It's really just a decision that's the magical, not the actual baptism.
Right. But it is a big step though. And you tell me if I'm rewording this incorrectly. You knew it was a big step, and therefore you wanted to do it right and have other people, family around you, and that sort of thing?
Some of it. And, you know, not even, you can't always have things the way you want them. Mm-hmm. So after months and months of going on about it, I'm like, oh, I'll wait till yada, yada, yada happens, or I'll wait till, you know, the school year ends, or whatnot, you know, like all that. And then I just one day decided I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm done. I'm tired of being afraid of getting up in front of hundreds of people. I'm tired of pushing and resisting spiritually. And I was just done with it. And I knew that I wanted to take this step. And I was just going to either not do anything or go full
right,
in.
Right.
So,
do you think this was like a spiritual warfare going on with you? Like spiritual forces were like giving you these excuses like, well, maybe next time, maybe next month.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm not.
You know there was hesitancy. You don't really know where it was coming from.
Whether it was my own human heart or whatever spiritual force at play, there was something there for a long time.
Now, you mentioned you were like afraid. What exactly were you afraid of?
I think definitely was just, I have struggled with anxiety a lot, and some of it was social anxiety and just being in front of people, because it's, you know, baptism is basically just declaring to your church and your world that you're a follower of Christ. And that, it definitely scared me in some ways, on two ends of the equation, that, you know, getting up in front of people part and actually like committing like this, like telling people I'm God's.
Right, you've made this. And at ACF, we broadcast those on the internet, so in theory, everyone around the world can see you get baptized. And so it sounds like, again, correct me if I'm wrong on my rephrasing of this, the part, it really was a final step of surrender. And you said you were tired of making excuses. It sounds like it was like, I just need to surrender this part, this step in my faith journey to God.
Yeah, a lot of it was that, just finally realizing like, you know, this is what God commands, and I have actively been going against God's agenda.
So let's just
go with it and see what happens. Let's see what God does in that. So
when you did get baptized, what was the experience like? Was it as nerve-wracking as you thought? Was
like going up, actually getting baptized?
Yeah, the whole, and even the day of, the whole day.
For like a month, I had been writing on the youth culture action steps, get baptized. And I'd always write like in prayer requests, give me courage, give me you know, I'm, you know, hesitating about this, but I want to go all in on God. And I just need to realize that it's hard for me to write that, but it was much easier than trying to talk to about somebody. So I think that was like a more easier way to suddenly get in there. But that's really what ignited it. And then on October 1st of this year was when the first baptism happened, like when they held baptisms after I had been writing that for like 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I decided, I told all my family, I'm like, hey, I know we normally go to the service, we normally have our routine, but would you just be there with me? Would you sit there with me? I really want to get baptized. That's my plan. It was like sprung it on him kind of just like a couple of days before. And I'm like, this, you know, I've decided I want to do this and I'm ready. So, getting ready and doing all that, that was nerve wracking. And there was many sleepless nights and many anxiety and fear. And, day of, it was, a little bit of hesitation and anxiety, but Britt talked to me a little bit, and I had already been talking to different people about it, and I just, you know, it all washed away when I was getting ready. I'm like very confident, which that's very hard for me to be a lot of times, so it's a little out of character, so I'm like, this is definitely a God thing.
So God actually brought you confidence on when it was that time.
Peace, a lot of peace. I actually remember writing something down about it, but...
You can share that, yeah, if you can find that.
Yeah, but so going, like getting up there, I had talked to some of the people serving that were helping with baptisms, and they were great. They talked to me and helped me, like very kind people. Mm-hmm. So they helped me with all that, and went up on stage and got baptized. As soon as you're stepping on that stage, you think like you're have 100 million eyes watching you. I didn't even think about that. That moment, it was just myself, Jesus, and Ryan. So it was like very calm experience. But I see if I can find what I wrote.
Yeah, you go ahead and look. I thought it was also kind of neat that you mentioned, I think one of your steps, A, you made the decision, but then you brought the community in to prayer over your hesitancy, and not just the weekly prayer requests you put in at Youth Culture, which we always have prayer requests every week for those that want to write those down, and we pray over those. So you brought in your community that way, but even the community of the greater ACF, like you said, the people that helped you, that there was a real communal aspect to your baptism.
Yeah, definitely. I think... especially now in this generation, in this day and age, it's really hard to get community around you. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of doubts, and it's really sometimes really hard to do. But I realized that it's even checking a box is such a small step that if I can make that small step, that can lead into small steps. You know, baby steps eventually lead to bigger steps in the totality of things. So just taking that initial baby step and that little leap of faith actually was tremendous. So
did you find what you're looking for?
And I, you know, it was after hours, after getting baptized and seeing that I'm processing, I'm definitely a person who processes things more inwardly than outwardly. So if something intense happens, I'm like,
nobody's gonna really tell that much. Looking at you, but inside there's a lot going on.
It was a very, in a way, getting baptized was a very personal thing, but also a very public thing, which, you know, just, it was amazing. And later, I remember writing, looking back, I realized I was, oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Later I wrote, quote, the fear and anxiety and sleepless nights I had endured up to this moment were gone, and just immense love was left.
Wow.
That's how I felt at the time.
That's so cool.
So
that's really powerful. Yeah, we call this podcast, you know, Honest Real Life. So, man, that's just honest, and that's real, and that's life. So that's so awesome. So you've kind of touched on this, I think, but we'll kind of conclude with two other thoughts. Your life since then, has there been any, I assume there wouldn't have been some radical, you're a whole new person or anything, but what were the effects of taking that step?
Could you tell? Baptism is a big step, and I do think it changes us, but I think a lot of people on their mind is like flipping a switch or, you know, flipping a card. Like, you don't change magically overnight from, you know, a person.
Pre-baptized to post-baptized.
Exactly. It's always a journey, and, you know, that was, you can make decisions that accelerate your journey, but I don't think anything necessarily huge happened. It's not like, but.
And the last question I would have for you, which I think you touched on, but we can revisit a little bit. Somebody else who's in a similar situation, you know, they're hesitant, social anxiety, just anxiety in general, and taking this step, what advice would you have for them, having been through that? We learned so much from each other's experiences. What would somebody who has similar feelings, what would your advice be to them?
I just tell them to remember that God, first of all, loves them very much, and baptism is one of the things he commands us to do first. And I think that if you believe the Bible, which you would if you're going to get baptized or even thinking of, have an inkling of it in your brain, and you believe the verses that say things like God has plans for you, not to harm you, but to give you hope in a future, verses like that out there, I think there's just in your mind, you've got to realize that this is not something that's going to hurt you. This is not something that's going to cause you harm. God's telling you to do this because he loves you. And if you get baptized because you love him, obviously.
Right. That's awesome. I think another neat thing, just in hearing your story, I love how God worked. And the first thing was checking the box and then bringing community in to pray over your decision to actually do this. And then, again, having the community around you on the day of. And it's just, it's a process. And you didn't go through it alone.
Yeah, it definitely helped that there was, you know, people in my family that were definitely, like, actually like knew what was going on and were encouraging, and people that I don't know very well, and leaders in youth culture who were just very encouraging and happy, and that really helped a ton, I think.
That is awesome. Well, our time is up here, and we've hoped you found this conversation helpful with Liam and his journey into baptism. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening to the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, Honest, Real Life. This is Brian.
And this is Liam.
Until next time.